Kof Gimel Nissen, Isru Chag, Sunday the 12th of April, Rabbi Zev Freilich, onwards and upwards to Har Sinai. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lizchus HaChosen Rafael Yaakov Sholom HaKohen, Bakala Rochel Pesel Shengel, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Shimon Michael Svi ben Reb Avraham Itzkevitz, Zecher Livrocho, on his first yacht site.
Last night, many of us will be up late putting away the Pesach Kilim, tidying up and finishing off with Pesach. And we've already started the countdown towards the next Yom Tov. That's why the Shir is titled Onward and Upward, based on the Chinuch says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is really just setting the stage for Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim was to go out in order to receive the Torah. And therefore Chazal tell us, therefore we have the mitzvah Siras Emor, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second day, we already start counting towards Matan Torah. So I thought it was timely to talk about one of the mitzvahs which we have in the Torah, one which is quite dominant on the Yiddish landscape, on the Jewish landscape. So to give you a clue, it's a mitzvah many of us will spend the most time on that mitzvah versus other mitzvahs. And for those of us with children in school, it's the mitzvah that we probably spend the most money on. And that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's also a mitzvah which really forms the bedrock of Klal Yisrael, and it's been really the seed of Klal Yisrael going through the generations and keeping us vibrant and alive. So, chose the sugya, Igmor in Kedushin, Daf Mem on base, which is a sugya of Talmud Torah. And I hope, as we go through the sugya, we'll come across many different angles and aspects to Limud HaTorah. And when I went through this myself, it gave me a deeper perspective, and I found it very meaningful, all the different things that I learned. And I hope that will be the same case for you. So the Gemara starts out like this. Kvahi Reb Tafen, Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Omed Beis. Kvahi Reb Tafen was Keni Masubim Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzah Belut. Reb Tafen and his Keni were sitting having a convention, a meeting, in a loft in Lud. Nishala Shailo Zubif Nehem. This question came up. Talmud Gadol, is Talmud greater? Talmud Torah. Or Maisa Gadol? Or are Maisa Mitzvahs greater? Nena Reb Tafen. Reb Tafen answered, Va'oma, I'll tell you the answer. Maisa Gadol, mitzvahs are greater than Limud HaTorah. Nena Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva spoke up, Va'oma, and he said the opposite. Talmud Gadol. You should know that Limud HaTorah is greater than doing mitzvahs. Nena Reb Tafen answered, sorry, Nenu Kulam Va'omru, then the whole assembly there, all the Chachomim, all the Skenes said, and they passed in those, and this is Maskon of the Sugya, Nenu Kulam Va'omru, Talmud Gadol, Shal Talmud, Mevi Lidei Maisa. Talmud is greater, why? Because Talmud brings Lidei Maisa, it brings to doing Maisa Mitzvah. So I'm going to take on to start with Tosus's understanding of the sugya, because it's the simplest. So Tosus understands this shaila, as I just explained it. It's a question. We have an objective clarification of we're trying to define which is the greater mitzvah. Is Talmud Torah greater, or is Maisa doing mitzvahs greater? So, I put this question to people to ask them, which is greater? Is Talmud Torah greater or mitzvahs greater? Invariably, I get one of two answers. So one answer is, yes, of course Talmud Torah is greater. Yet Talmud Torah is greater, and that's based on the Nefesh HaChaim, who says it a number of times in his Sefer, that Talmud Torah is greater than all other mitzvahs. Well, the other answer I get is, sort of, what kind of a question is this? What's the difference if Talmud Torah is greater, and how can you even start clearing and trying to classify which mitzvah is greater than all other mitzvahs? What right do you have that? And The Seyd for that, the reason why people have difficulty with that, in Rishonim there's a similar concept. The Mishnah Ovis says in Perek Beis, Hevizoyeh k'mitzvah kalo k'vechamura, be careful with a light mitzvah as a mitzvah chamura, she'ein ati yidei matan schara shel mitzvahs. For one does not know what is the reward of a mitzvah. So the basis of the Mishnah is saying is you don't know which mitzvah is greater, which mitzvah is smaller, and therefore you've got to treat them all equally and don't prioritize one mitzvah over another. And the Rishonim say that that's b'kavona, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah say that that's deliberate. The Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't want us to start saying, oh, this mitzvah is more important, and put all our resources into that mitzvah, and then we'll neglect the other mitzvahs. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shlomo kept us in the dark, so to speak. And therefore we'll have to, since we don't know which one to prioritize, we'll have to give our equal resources to all the mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Yonah gives a mashal he brings from Chazal. He says, you have a king who has a beautiful garden, and he wants to maintain the garden. He's got expensive trees that have come from far, from places. And he's got shrubs and bushes and topiaries that need general maintaining. So he brings in workers. Now, some of those are really more precious to him, and he's prepared to pay more to have them maintained in top nick. But he knows that if he tells people, you know, this one, if you work on this tree that comes from abroad, this is going to be £50 an hour. If you mow the lawn, that's going to be £5 an hour. So what's going to happen? Everybody will shift over to the higher earning project, and his grass and his other things are going to be neglected. So he doesn't tell anybody what the prices are. At the end, then he can start saying, okay, you did this, you did a great job on this, it's more skilled, I'll give you more money for that. And mowing the lawn, it's not so skilled, I'll pay you less. But that's how he runs maintains his garden. So too, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Rabbeinu Shlom didn't want anybody to prioritize one mitzvah or another, so therefore he kept us in the dark. So in which case, coming back to the Gemara's question, then we have a shaila. The Gemara is, according to Tosfos, putting down a question, which is greater, Talmud Torah or mitzvahs? So where's the background to have such a question if we see that the Chazal Megalatas eventually deliberately kept us in the dark on the whole? So, as with most rules, there's an exception to the rule. And you see that the Rambam himself says, yes, it's true, most mitzvahs were in the dark, however, there are some clues. He speaks about Korban Pesach. He says that if you look at a mitzvah and you see that it's got a greater einish, like, then you'll know that its status is greater. Like a lav. We know that somebody who's over a lav of Chilul Shabbos, so that's Chayav Misa. Somebody who steals, that's a lav, without Malkus, which is more common, Chilul Shabbos. So he says, commensurately, you take a mitzvah which has an onish in the Torah, in the Moshel Korban Pesach is Chayav Koros, therefore you can see that's going to be greater than mitzvah's Makah, which has no onish. This principle is actually kapaskant in Torah and Shulchan Aruch, because they say that mitzvah's mila is the greatest mitzvah of them all. The logic being, the mitzvah's mila has got chiyuv koros, and why is it bigger than Korban Pesach? Because nichrus olav yod gimel brisus, it has 13 times it says bris, and that gives it a certain significance, and therefore that's the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch paskant. So we see that we can objectively define one mitzvah greater than the other, and that's mamshawi paskin lahalach. So coming back to the question, now can we understand the background of the question, that we're having a shaila, which is greater, Torah or mitzvahs? Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara has two tzedakim. Tafim says, Maisa's Godel. So now we have a question. Maisa's Godel, wait a minute, L'chera Torah is also one of the Tariyab mitzvahs. So how can you say that all Tariyab, 612 mitzvahs are greater than Torah? But Torah is also one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. Also, it says in the Pasuk, Shenamtan Levanecha V'limadatem. So it's got to have at least status equal to the other mitzvahs. And then we go through, we carry on, and then we see the Gemara says, Nenekul Avamru Talmud Golo Shah Talmud Mevelidei Maisa. Oh, Talmud's greater because Talmud brings to Maisa. So again, what's the other side? Why? What are the stodim here? What are we weighing up here, L'chira? They're all mitzvahs, so how can we attack it? What's the right do we have? We've discussed the background, it's possible, but where do we see, where are the grounds that we can attack and say that they're different and start saying, Shekel one, now the other, that we've got two tzedakim. Rabbi Kiva says that, Talmud Torah is greater, Tavon says, Pum Faket, the other way around, Maisa is greater, where's the back, what are the tzedakim here? So to understand this as morale, and I just want to introduce it, and explain it, that we've seen the Gemara say to the Gemara says, Ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or. Ner is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a ner, the lamp. V'toyra or, and Torah is actually the fire on the lamp. So the Gemara then Seita is classifying, and it's really classifying Torah and mitzvahs are entirely different. They work differently. All the mitzvahs work as a ner, as a lamp, and Torah is different to or. But what is, let's try to give a little bit more meaning to that. And again, the Gemara there is also very, very clear that they're different, because the Gemara carries on, Noshim b'mayzachin. How are Noshim zeicha? And the Gemara is talking about how they're zeicha le'ilam haba. How are they going to be zeicha to tefillas ha'meisim? That's how Mepharshim explain it. So that means even if you've got all 612 other mitzvahs, something is unique and potent and powerful in Torah, which all the other mitzvahs don't have, and therefore the Gemara declares, well, how are Noshim going to be zeicha? And the Gemara has its answer, how Noshim have the shaykhus to limadotir. But you just see this clear break between Torah and mitzvahs. So there's a pasuk in Mishli, l'chi l'chu lachmi b'lachmi r'shi yayin mosachti, which the Chazal say is going on Torah. And it's comparing Torah to food and drink. So Rav Dessler quotes it, and he brings from the Kadmonim, brings them from probably, you know, which sources they are, but he quotes that Torah, again, it's the same, exactly defining the difference in Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is like food and drink. Food and drink, you imbibe, and it goes into the body. It's intrinsic. It becomes absorbed within you. And the Kadmonim say that's Torah, as opposed to Torah and mitzvahs, which is extrinsic. That means it's like a levush, like a garment, clothes you on the outside. It doesn't penetrate you. So food penetrates you. It's absorbed within. Garments, clothing, is extrinsic, it just clothes you from the outside. So, and again, you see this, that the Chofetz Chaim says it, the Maharal says it, the Gaon says it, many from say this, you say it, that we all know, Shesa, Gidin, Ramach, Evorim. So we have the 365 Gidin, Ramach, Evorim, 248 limbs, which are connected, the Shesa, Leis, Aseis, and Ramach, Mitzvah, Aseis. So we have 613, which made up limbs and sinews, and connect that, we've got the Tariyag mitzvahs. So they say that those are mezachach, those are purified, those are to spiritually elevate the guf, the body. Those are the mitzvahs, which is again that they're external somewhat. And they say, well, as opposed to Torah is different. Torah is actually the life source for the neshama. That is what powers the neshama. So this is the clear break we have. Ner mitzvah v'torah oyer. Ner is the lamp. That's what supports the oyer. The oyer is the Torah. That is what powers the neshama. That's the life source. That's the, in English you'd say, it's the food for the soul. So the mitzvahs are what mezachach the guf. You find in the mashal, we see many times, the Gemara relates in Bob Metzia, Rav Shimon, coming up to Lag B'Omer soon, and that his body didn't deteriorate. We find the Chidor closer to our time when they exhumed his body a few decades ago. His body was v'shleimus, and that the pshat is that tzaddik can be mezachach his guf, can purify his guf through the mitzvahs, and then the body can get up for tchias amazing. But that's the body. What's the neshama? What's going to lift up the neshama tchias amazing? That's the Gemara Shaila Noshim Maizachin. That is Torah. Torah, that is the life force for the neshama. So what we've seen here is seen in Chazal multiple times, and that there's a difference clear in their mitzvah of Torah. Torah is one. Torah works one way, and mitzvahs work another way. So therefore, the Maharal comes and he uses that principle to explain the shaila of the Gemara. So let's follow this through. Somebody who does loads of mitzvahs, he does all the tariag mitzvahs, he does his maximum mitzvahs. See, he's reached shleimus. He's reached shleimus in the external sense, relatively external. His body is mezuchach, and avad yezeich teilem abov. However, his life force, his neshama, his chiyus, his ruchni stik chiyus, he hasn't learned Torah, is very, very small. So you have a perfect person, but in a spiritual sense, he's small, perfectly formed, but he's a midget. That's the words of the Maharal. As opposed to if somebody learns loads of Torah, and he's not shleimus and mitzvahs, he's going to be a giant. He's going to be amputee. He's missing a limb. If he's missing a mitzvah, he's missing a limb. So then the Maharal says it's a conceptual question. What's better? Do you have, what's better, to be a small, a little, to be a midget, a perfectly formed midget, or a giant who's mechusa elo, who's missing a limb? If you say that mice is the ikka, so then you're preferring to be a midget who's perfectly formed, but doesn't have this meridika chiyus of Torah. He's not blown up. It fills him up. He doesn't have that. Or do you prefer to be big, but not have shleimus hamitzus? That's the that's how Maral puts it. That's the two sides to the equation. So it's pretty. There's no. It's not a radical. They're not being chilek mikotza or kotza. Now, it's not saying that mitzvah is greater. No one's saying Torah is greater in a sense that they surpass each other. No. Everybody agrees on the principles. The question is a classification. What do you prefer on two different things, on two different, completely different ways? What do you prefer? So that's the background to the Gemara Shaila. Which is greater? So now, Tosfos says that the Maskama of the Sugya is Torah is greater. So there's two questions on Tosfos. And this is followed through by Nefesh HaChaim. He holds that you should know Torah is greater. The two questions are like this. Tosfos also meant, one in Baba Kama, Tosfos mentions, and one in Kedushin. The first question is, and this really is not really fully resolved, this question. Let's look at Lashon HaGemara. We're paskining ice that Torah is Godel. So let's look at the Gemara. Torah, Nenu Kulam Vamru, Talmud Godel, Talmud's greater. Why? Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, because Talmud brings Lidei Maisa. So which is the Ikka? No, if you're telling me Torah is the Ikka, you're telling me the greatness of Talmud is because it brings Lidei Maisa. So, make up your mind. Lashon HaGemara, Kepshutei Mashma, that Maisa is greater, and the whole greatness, the whole reason why we're giving preference to Talmud, because it's the pathway to Maisa. The Lashon of Rashi, Tosfos quotes Rashi, we don't have it, Tosfos quotes Rashi in Baba Kama, that cotton nisla begodol. You always hinge the smaller one on the bigger one. So if you're saying that the mile of Torah is that, what? It brings the day Maisa. So it seems to be that the ik is the Maisa. That's problem number one on Tosfos. In defense of Tosfos, you probably have to say that he learns it's more of a synonym. That since we see that Torah is so potent, that it's maybe Lidei Maisa, it is the gateway, it is the singular pathway in order to come Lidei Maisa, so therefore, that's why that's a simon, that's a sign that Torah is greater. But the Lashon HaGemara is not great, and the Mefarshim have to note that, but there's a discrepancy here in the Pshat. And the other question, this is a pivotal question between all the Rishonim, is the Gemara and Bava Kama. The Gemara of Akama says that the Talmidim came to ask Rabbi Yechon and Ashadi, Gemara and Bava Kama Yitzayim. Amra Abba Vavachona Havizina Vahedit Rabbi Yechon Nishol Shmaitza. They went to ask Ashadi to Rabbi Yechon. And so I'll read out the whole Gemara because it's enough to minute. Kihai v'le b'ezer kisses. They ask him a question as he's on the way to the bathroom. V'avibin ha'mulsa. We ask him a shayla. V'poshet lom. And he didn't answer us. Ad came out to Moshe Yodi. He washed his hands. Marach tefillin. He put on tefillin. Mavarach. He made a brocha. V'hada amalon. And then he answered. So let me explain what the question was. The question was like this. Hilchas Hesped. I don't know if we do this today, but Rabbi Yechonon had said a halacha. When you're giving a hesped to a Talmud Chacham, you say like this. You say, Kayim Omrinon, you take out a Sefer Torah, put it on the mitzvah, and they'd say, Kayim, this gentleman, this nifta, this Talmud Chacham, was Mekayim, everything that's written in the Torah. However, Rabbi Yechonon said, you mustn't say limud, we don't say limud Omrinon, we don't say he learned the Torah. So what did he say? He said, Kayim Omrinon, limud le Omrinon. So they asked the question about this, and they said, but Oma Ma, Rabbi Yechonon said, Godol Limud Torah, Limud Torah is greater, which is basically Agamara in Kedushin, Shah Limud maybe the Day Maisa, because Limud brings the Day Maisa. So the question is like this: how can you, Rabbi Yechonon, say that you should give a hesped and say Kayim Omrinon, Limud Leomrinon? Now that is Mashma. That what's the greater praise?
Maisa.
It's Mashma. Kayim is a lesser praise than limud, because we're going in stages. We're saying you've mekayim the Torah, but we're not saying you've learnt the Torah. So that much we're withholding the greater praise and we're giving the lower praise. Because if you say the other one, that limud is kayim is the greater praise. So if you said kayim, you've already given the highest level. So why are you kagging and you've already said all the best things? Why are you holding back? So it's mashma that we go in stages. First is Kayim, and the next level of up is Limud, is learning. So they tend to a question, what do you mean? Va'omama, we said, Godel Talmud, Talmud, Godel Limud, Torah, Shan Limud, maybe the day Maisa. Which Rashi says like this. That's the Gemara Kedushin. And what's the inference? You're telling me that the greatness of Talmud brings the Maisa. So I can infer, deduce from there, that Maisa is greater. That's what you've told me. Godel, cotton, is the Godel. What's the main thing? Maisa. So if so, the biggest shvach is Maisa. So if you've given him the biggest shvach in his hesped, so why are you kagging and not saying limud? That was their question. And that's the pashtus of the Gemara. That's how Rashi learned the sugya. In which case, it comes out that sugya is telling us clearly it's taking on the diyuk from the Gemara and Kedushin, and the Gemara Kedushin is taking on that the ikra is Maisa. That Tesis is bothered by that problem. That Lechera, Tesis said, you've got a stira. On one hand, Tesis understood the Gemara and Kedushin saying that Talmud is greater, because Godel Talmud. On the other hand, the Gemara seems to be saying in the Gemara Bava Kama that Maisa is greater. So I'm just going to say about Tesis Teres, because there's a limit in that in itself. So Tesis in Bava Kama says, a beautiful verse, he says, the question's this is like, you can see the same Gemara, and you can learn it totally differently. What's the question, says Tesis? The Tesis question is, no, not completely not like Rashi. You're given a hesped on the person that he was Mekayim, Kol HaKosov V'Tira. Says Tesis, but the Gemara in Kedushim says that Godel Talmud Shal Mevi Lidei Maisa, and this is a rule without any exclusions, Talmud is the Mevi Lidei Maisa. You cannot expect to achieve any Kiyum HaTira and Mitzvahs without Talmud, because the only pathway we have to Kiyum HaTira and Mitzvahs in its proper way is through Talmud. There is no other way. It's exclusive rule. In which case, when the Gemara says, Godel Talmud Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, it's telling you cannot be Mekayim Torah without learning it. So if you're telling me he was Mekayim all Tariag mitzvahs, it's Muchach that he must have learnt. So in which case, what are you kidding yourself? You've read Kayim Omrina means he's learnt. He's a Talmud Chacham Mufla because he's learnt everything in order to do it. So therefore, of course, well, you know, you've already given him the biggest prayer. You've given him, inherent in your words, Limud, it's Kayim is Limud. So what are you playing with? That was the question according to Tesis.
Why was it a question then?
They asked him, why are you, Rabbi Yochanan, saying specifically you can give a hesped saying Kayim Amrinon, but you may not say Limud? But you're kidding yourself, because when you've said Kayim, you've inherently said that he's a Talmud Chochem, because he's already learnt.
So what's his answer?
The answer is there's a difference between Melamed, whether you're right, he has to learn himself, but the praise of Limud is Melamed Lachrini. That's an even higher level than Kayim. But that was the answer of Rabbi Yochanan. But that's two radical ways, different ways of learning the Gemara. That's Tesis. Now back to, so that's how Tesis' conclusion is, he's explained the Gemara, that Talmud is greater, he sorted out the Gemara and Bava Kama very neatly, very nicely. Now Rashi, Tesis lives a stira. Tesis says, on the one hand, the Gemara, according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns that Bava Kama is learning that Mais is Godel. Because you see that we're making an inference. Godel, Talmud, and Maisa, we say that Godel, Cotton, Nislev, Godel. Inference is that Maisa is greater. On the other hand, the Gemara Kedushin, the way Tesis learned it, is Mashma, Godel, Talmud. We're passing Talmud's greater. That's how Tesis puts the question down in Rashi. I want to go through Rashi straight away, and you'll see that Rashi is completely opposite of Tesis. I'm building it from Rashi, but it's not... The idea that Rashi is completely different to Tesis is already in other Rishonim as well. But I'm not going to quote them, I just want to show you see it from Rashi himself. So going back to the Gemara Kedushin. According to Tesis, Godel Talmud HaTalmud Eimaisa was the Maskana, Talmud's greater, objectively clarified that Torah is a greater mitzvah. Whereas we're saying Rashi in Bava Kama seems to Eimaisa is Godel. So how does he learn the Gemara? Why are we actually saying that Talmud's greater if we mean to say that Maisa is greater? Make up your mind. You're telling me that really Maisa is greater, because that's the greater thing, and Talmud is greater because it brings the day Maisa, but Maisa is greater. So why is Talmud greater? It's literally you're going around in circles. So Rashi says like this. Three words. Talmud mevi li day Maisa, nimtzu shneyam biyodoi. What's the explanation? He's got both. Nimtzu shneyam biyodoi. If you learn, you've got both. Someone asks, well, what has he said? If you've learned, what do you mean you've got both? What do you mean? You've got Talmud, we weren't debating if you've got one or the other. We had a question, what's an objective quantitative? We had a question, we have a theological, philosophical question, which is greater. Don't tell me we've got both. And it's a Shnei and Yod, he's got both in his hands. So I think the answer in Rashi is like this. And it's borne out that other Rishonim don't bring it from Rashi, but the answer is like this. Rashi took on the sugya totally differently. This is not a philosophical question. The Gemara here in Kedushin is a Gemara halacha lemaisa. It's not a philosophical question, which is the greater mitzvah, which is not. It's a very simple question. I've got a conflict between Torah and mitzvah. It happens all the time. Should I do the mitzvah? Should I learn Torah? Should I go to the sheir? Should I do the mitzvah? That's the subject of the Gemara. What do I do? So I'm going to put it in a mitzvah. The halacha we know, mitzvah she'efshel la'aseh al-yedei acherim. If it's a mitzvah which can be done by somebody else, the halacha is that Torah takes precedence. So let's say the shaila is like this. We've got a conflict between a mitzvah, which I could leave to somebody else to do the chesed, somebody else could go and visit that chela, and I can go to my shir, or, and it won't make a difference to the chela who's going to go there, or should I learn Torah? So now that's the conflict. What do I do? Which is the greater mitzvah? Is Maisa greater, in which case I should go and do the chesed, or is Torah greater, in which case I go to the shir? Simple question. Says Rashi, the hachra halacha l'maisa is like this. Be'etzem Reb Tavon's right. Maisa is greater. But since I acknowledge that the only pathway to Kiyum HaMitzvahs is through Torah, so let's make a simple cheshbon. If you take on, like Tosa said, that the pathway to Kiyum HaMitzvahs is through Torah, that means if I learn less Torah, I'll learn less of our mitzvahs, I'll be less enthused to do the mitzvahs, whatever the cheshbon is, I will do bottom line less mitzvahs. If I learn more Torah, I'll accrue more mitzvahs. So let's make a mathematical cheshbon here. I've got a conflict. Do I do the chesed or do I learn Torah? So let's say, if I go into the chesed, I will have done chesed. That's the end of it. If I go and learn my shia, well, Talmud maybe today myself, I go to the shia, I go and learn Torah, I'm going to get Talmud, because I've learnt, and then that's going to motivate me, or enthuse me, to go and do another mitzvah. So let's make the cheshbon. Sach hakol, if I go to do the chesed, I stop there, I've got one chesed. If I go to learn Torah, that's going to motivate me and push me on to do another mitzvah. So what's the cost? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is going to be I've got Torah and I've got another mitzvah which I wouldn't have had. So nintu shnei biyado. That's what Rashi means. Because the shaila of the Gemara is not a philosophical question; it's a practical question. What should I do when I've got a conflict in a mitzvah and Torah? Says Rashi, the cheshbon simple. Hayayis Talmud Gadol Shal Talmud Mevi L'Day Ma'aseh. Talmud is the pathway, is the only gateway we have to Ma'aseh. If I learn Torah, that's going to push me to do another mitzvah. Memeila, I've got a revach nintu shnei biyado. But the bottom line is that if there's no stira between the Gemara and Bava Kama and the Gemara and Kedushin. Because the Gemara and Bava Kama is taka inferring from our Gemara. You want to know which is, philosophically, which is greater? The answer is, Mais is greater. Because as Rashi says there, Kotin Nisla Begodl. Practically speaking, what do I have to do when it's a mitzvah? Practically, that was the shayla de Gemara. Is Gadol Talmud Shah Talmud Maisa? I give preference to Talmud because Talmud is the Mevi L'Day Maisa. And if you think that's a chiddush, you think I'm pakruming the Gemara, I'll show you two Marim Mekomos which are completely in sync with this. The first one is the Rambam. Look how the Rambam, gave this to the famous got the Marim Mekomos there. The Rambam in Yad Chazaka. It is the fourth Maramokim. Dalad. So he says, "In chol mitzvah v'chol mitzvah shkulan shekula k'neged Talmud Torah." There's no mitzvah which is greater than Talmud Torah. Ela Talmud gadol k'neged chol mitzvah shkulan shehatalmud mevi l'idei ma'isa. Lefig. So this is the line I want that you should know. Talmud is greater. Why? Because Talmud mevi l'idei ma'isa. Lefikach Talmud koydin l'ma'isa b'chol mokim. He's quoted, once he's established that you say that Talmud Mevi L'Day Ma'aseh, what's the nafkamina of Talmud Mevi L'Day Ma'aseh? You should know Talmud Ma'aseh is that the fikach Talmud Koyin L'Ma'aseh L'Chol Mokom, when you have a question which to do, you give preference to Torah. And then he carries on and he says this shayla of mitzvah she'esh l'aseh saladei chirim, what do you do? Talmud is greater because that's the nidin of the Gemara Kedushin. That is the shayla of the Gemara Kedushin. It's not a shayla philosophical question which is greater, it's a practical question.
So nobody will ever visit the
spoiler.
Seriously.
It's a mitzvah.
Everybody will say, except for last Sunday.
Yeah, you have a question.
Seriously.
So you have a question. If it's a mitzvah she'esh, so you're going to make it, so if that's the case, it's a question. If you have a mitzvah she'esh, 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 everybody says, I'll go and nobody does it. So then you'll have to get off and go and go.
Everybody will say, somebody else can go to the chasna.
So if nobody's gone, so if you see nobody's gone, then you get off and go.
No, but everybody's gone from
but that's on the halacha. It's nothing to do with it. That's on the halacha. You have a question how to actually implement it. But I think I'll tell you an example. the Rosh Hashanah for Hish says that when Klal Yisrael made, when Paro made Gzeira al Abonim, you see a shinu in the posse, I don't have it in front of me, he says that he announced to all the populace, you should call our ben hayirud ye'ira tashlicha. So he's medayik the posik. This was a wider proclamation. He didn't say it over to his local police. He said it over to the wider population. His cheshbon was that, yeah, of course there'll be many people who won't want to, but you always find if he makes this blanket rule, there'll be always somebody who'll take care of it. Not everybody's going to have it. The frum cheshbon is taka not to throw them in, and he knew that most people will be. You know, throw a child into the sea, you're mad. But he knew there'll be some people that will do it. So I think we can kenzach falozen that somebody somewhere won't have the from Bechezhen or prefer to go to back at the Taylor. In an ideal world, you might be right, but it's not practically, it's not going to happen. Says the another raya is Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi in Pesachim that says, there has a maisa, that this is everybody's nightmare, that one of the Amoraim sent his son to Kisari to learn Torah, I think it was, or Tveria to learn Torah, and he gets a message, he's busy joining the Chevra Kedisha, doing Chesed. He sends a message to his son, I sent you to learn Torah. And we paskin, the Beit Nitzah Belud, we paskin in the Gemara Kedushin, in this Asifa, we paskin that when you have a fitamitzah she'eshel asas al de achirim, then and there were other people to bury the Rishami Psochim, per gimel, and therefore the Rishami saying that the whole shaila of this faith nitzah blud was a practical question, it wasn't a philosophical question, it was practical. So that's we resolved Rashi's the kasha of Tesis on Rashi. There's one kasha when you mention this sugi to people do throw one maramokum, which is a very strong maramokum, against Rashi. And that is like this. The Mishnah in Pei, which you say every morning, I'm sure everybody can think of it. Finishes off the Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, all the mitzvahs. And they throw at you, and there is, the Rash Takas seems to say that, quotes you, and the Rash says, and we'll see the source at this time, the Rash says, Taka, Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah, objectively defined greater than all other mitzvahs. So Talmud Torah can kulam. That's it. The Mishnah is saying Talmud Torah can kulam. So that seems to be the case. So I want to show two ideas why that's not necessarily the case. Or maybe we'll start with one and then we'll. Okay. Right. I'll say over in Cheshbon there's another one which is better. I'm going to say over the Gaon because that's a very very a beautiful Gaon. The Gaon says like this. I don't know if the Gaon is touching up this part of the Mishnah. I think he is, but he's definitely. But what he says definitely works. The Mishnah says that the Gaon says that this. It starts off the Mishnah Elu Dvarim She'elam Shir, and it says Talmud Torah Elam Shir. Says the Gaon, you should know that Talmud Torah has no Shir. What does that mean practically? It means every word of Torah is a mitzvah. So when you say a sentence, you say I think this is Shver. It's that I think this is Shver. That's four words, four mitzvahs. That's Talmud Torah Elam Shir. Memela, so Memela, you make a cheshbon like this. You make a cheshbon like this. Just put a simple mathematical cheshbon. How many cholim can you visit in 1 hour? What's your maximum? Words in an hour. How many cholim can you visit in 1 hour?
Maybe every word that you say is a mitzvah.
It doesn't say that. We don't find that anywhere. It's one mitzvah of chesed. So how many chayim came in vaka? So okay, 5, 6, 7, 10. You're quick. Let's make a chet. Says the Gaon. Once you take on every word of Torah, that means every, even a sentence is made up, and even a phrase is made up of multiple words. You break it down to the smallest unit, which is a word. So Meila the Chavos Chaim also makes the cheshbon. So you can learn. You learn a Daf Gemara. So you're learning 200 words in a minute. 200. You do that for an hour. You're up to 12,000 mitzvahs. You cannot be mavaka 12,000 chaylim unless you're. The only way you can do it is you're giving a concert to chaylim. But be'etzem, you cannot be mavaka two. So says the Gaon, simply in earning capacity, with the Mishnah in Peah is a Mishnah which is referring to schar. Elu dvarim she'enu she. It's a Mishnah of schar. It's a Mishnah of schar. So you want to know which is your biggest earner in olam hazeh. And the Chavos Chaim says very clearly, with the same cheshbon, the biggest earner has to be Talmud Torah. And that's why the Talmud Torah connected Kulam.